It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, what's coming up in our area, and a terrific chronological calendar of coming events. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Lovely to be back, Marshall.
We will start off on April 28th, that is Sunday, today, depending when you're listening, we'll start it off in Millbrook, New York.
Yeah, I saw this, and I thought I'd mention it because, although it's late notice, the Carey Institute in Millbrook are putting on this really fascinating talk. They've invited Chris Woods to give a talk entitled Garden Lust, a botanical tour of the world's best new gardens. Now, the reason I mention this is that Chris is really well known for his work at Chanticleer, and I don't know how many people know this, but this is an amazing, acclaimed 48-acre, what they call pleasure garden, in Pennsylvania, just outside the main line in Philadelphia. And it is an amazing garden that was founded many years ago by a wealthy philanthropist in the pharmaceutical industry. Anyway, he's made it into an amazing place. And for those people who like gardens, he then went on and did a whole series of other things which are interesting. He traveled the world really seeking out other sort of amazing contemporary gardens, and he found, or he's put them 50 of them together in a book, 50 of the best. And the nice thing about this talk that Chris is going to give is that he's got a lovely sense of humor. So the talk is witty and fun and humorous, and he describes some of the most arresting features of these gardens. Some of them are public parks in, you know, New Delhi or Dubai and whatever it is, and then there are botanical gardens all around, you know, in South America or Australia or whatever it is. So it's a fascinating tour of all these places. The book itself is interesting, it's fascinating you also to hear a little bit about Chanticleer, which is also a really wonderful garden and easy to visit for a lot of us, as it's just down in Pennsylvania. So that's at the Carey Institute in Millbrook. That's Sunday, April the 28th at 2:00 in the afternoon.
We will move on to May the 2nd, running through May the 4th at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, the inaugural Theater Fest.
Yep, this is, most of us are really aware that we live in an extraordinary theater community, as it were. The Robin Hood and Rural Intelligence region is home to an amazing selection of playwrights, directors, actors, and production people as well. And what's fun is that these same artists and the numerous local theater companies are all getting together to collaborate in this inaugural theater fest at St. James's Place in Great Barrington. And it starts running from Thursday, May the 2nd, and then runs through Saturday, May the 4th. So the whole idea is that the festival features original plays, most of which are regional premieres. Some are works in progress and some are from emerging artists. There are going to be three presenting companies. So there's one called Berkshire Voices, which is a program under the Berkshire Playwrights Lab. Then they have Ghost Lit Repertory Theatre. And then lastly, New Stage Performing Arts. So they're all of them coming together. So the three-day event features 11 works by 10 local playwrights. So now it's too complicated to talk about it here because there's a lot of information, but Rural Intelligence wrote a whole story about it this week. So do go to ruralintelligence.com. You can look up the story, and of course you can link from there directly to the website to see what is playing when and what you fancy, so you can go along and enjoy it as well. So it starts on Thursday, May the 2nd, runs through Saturday. And as I say, it's at St. James's Place in Great Barrington, so it's an easy place to get to and an easy parking as well. So that really should be a fascinating weekend, actually inaugural theater festival.
We will move on to the White Hart on the 2nd. Margaret Roach, our good friend, will be giving a book lecture there.
Yeah, we're a bit biased, aren't we, Marshall, on this? So the White Hart Inn has this White Hart speaker series where people who've published new books come and talk. And sign them, and you can enjoy meeting them as well. And Margaret Roach has just republished, after 25 years, I think, A Way to Garden, which is a completely new, updated version of her book. Margaret, obviously, a lot of people will know her because she's not just a Robin Hood radio presenter, but she's also a wonderful garden editor, and she's a writer for Martha Stewart Living as well. She lives in the area. Frankly, I've already picked up my copy, so I'll be taking it down there to get signed. That's on Thursday, May the 2nd, at the White Hart Inn. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening as well, so good fun.
From the White Hart, we'll just travel down a little into Lakeville, and we've got, once again, some good friends of both of ours, and Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough.
Yeah, another local authors. These guys, Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough, have published 32 sort of cookbooks and best-selling cookbooks as well, and award-winning cookbooks, and they really love high-tech stuff. And I love high-tech stuff as well. I love my sous vide and my Instant Pot and all those type of things. So when I saw that they were actually going to be giving a talk in Lakeville on Friday evening at 7 o'clock, I thought, well, we should mention this. They're going to be there explaining all the latest trends and provide expert advice on what kitchen tools you should get and there's various techniques and gadgets and whatever it is. But the fun thing is they really are amusing. They have sort of amusing repartee between them. They've really developed a shtick, as it were. It's really lovely to see them do that. So they'll be in St. Mary's Church in Lakeville at 7 o'clock in the evening on Friday, May the 3rd. And if you're anything interested in cooking, you'll really enjoy their talk.
We will move on from the cooking talk, and we'll go to bourbon. That's not a bad switch there.
Yeah, well, I think we have to go to the drinking talk. No, this is there are a couple of events this week in Litchfield Distillery, which I've been to several times for business purposes, I can assure you. And it really is wonderful that they are making the Litchfield Distillery available to lots of good causes in the area for events. And on Friday evening, May the 3rd, the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council is holding a bourbon barbecue and bluegrass evening as a and it's its annual fundraising event. So if you are a supporter, and by the way, it's a really wonderful organization. It's been doing a lot of good work in the area supporting arts for us generally. So it's a really good event to support. They're going to be, obviously, there's going to be a bourbon tasting, there's going to be a tour of the distillery. There's going to be live bluegrass music by the Zola Boys. There's going to be a barbecue specialities from the Warren General Store there, chipping in there. There's going to be all sorts of auctions and local prizes as well. So if you are a supporter and want to support the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council, this is a great way of doing it at their annual fundraising. As I say, it's in at the Litchfield Distillery on Friday evening at 7 o'clock. You'll obviously, it's best to go to the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council website to sign up for tickets in advance.
On May 4th, there's a couple of events going on in Great Barrington.
Yep, next door to each other. Spotted these and I thought, well, that's a really lovely evening out because you can go to one, enjoy yourself, and then just walk across the parking lot to the other one. So on Saturday, starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there is a it's a bit more complicated than that, but there's going to be an artist reception on Saturday, the May the 4th, from 4 to 7 at the Burnet Fine Art Gallery in Great Barrington. They are holding a show called The X Factor, which is works by 14 women artists. It's a relatively new gallery, and I would definitely recommend going. By the way, the whole exhibition starts on Saturday, May the 4th, but it's going to run through June the 22nd, so you don't have to go actually to the artist's reception on Saturday. But if you do go to that, you can see the show. And then, just as I say, next door is one of the most talented photographers in the area, Lisa Vollmer, and she has a photography studio and gallery there, and they're going to be celebrating their third anniversary with an exhibit which features a whole series of new works by Lisa, which is from her self-portrait series. And these are really wonderful. She's gone all around the world taking pictures of herself in a red dress. And they really are very special, really enjoyable. This year, she actually went to Japan. So the latest pictures are of her in Japan. And then in addition, there's going to be a wonder cabinet, cabinet of curiosities, which is being created by Sabine von Falken, and they're going to be on show as well. And their opening reception and celebration of the third anniversary of the photography studio is also at 4 till 7 o'clock on May the 4th. So go into Great Barrington, go to the Bernet Fine Art Gallery or the Lisa Vollmer Studio and Gallery, look around, have a drink, and then walk across the parking lot to the other gallery and enjoy the evening there. And by the way, if you want to see how talented Lisa Vollmer is, and I do know what I'm talking about, you just have to go to the Rural Intelligence website and check out the photographs of myself and our editor, Lisa Green, and a number of our other colleagues, because Lisa Vollmer was really kind enough to take them for us, and and taking a good photograph of me is really difficult. So she had her work cut out, so she must be really talented. No, so do check them out, and you'll see us, and you'll also see what sort of photography Lisa does. So great fun.
We'll move down to Sheffield, and we've got the Spring Wildflower Walk at the Lime Kiln Sanctuary.
Yeah, I don't know about you, your area, but all the spring flowers are really still waiting to come out. But by next Saturday, with a bit of luck, we should have a great chance to see some. And the Lime Kiln Farm Wildlife Sanctuary is really worthwhile visiting as well. It's in Sheffield. And so they're having a guided spring wildflower walk with their educator, Dale Adams. And so you get a chance to search for meadow and woodland wildflowers and other signs of spring as well in this really beautiful sanctuary. You will, because it's relatively small and there are only a limited number of people are allowed to get onto this property, you will need to register. So check out the page on Rural Intelligence, or you can go to the Lime Kiln Farm Wildlife Sanctuary on the web and sign up. And it starts at 9:30 in the morning, actually. And whilst I'm talking about that, there's another thing that's really interesting as well on that Saturday morning down in Washington. If you look at the Hollister House Garden, is having a talk entitled The Four-Season Beauty of Ornamental Trees. It's an illustrated talk, and Elizabeth Carey is going to be talking about ornamental trees and how they can really play a great role in a four-season garden. You know, you've got flowers, you've got the fruit, you've got the foliage, and, of course, it also gives the garden structure. And she's going to be specifically talking about tree species available for Zone 5 gardens, that's where we are. And she talks about how to select and site and cultivate them. Now, the reason I mentioned this is that she also, as another local person, Elizabeth was the former director of education at the Berkshire Botanical Garden, but she's also working on a very interesting project at the moment. She's developing the Cooper Hill Farm, which is a micro flower farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. So there are two events, Lime Kiln Farm Wildlife Sanctuary down in Sheffield, but if you down in Washington, Connecticut, Hollister House Garden. So Lime Kiln's at 9:30. Hollister House Garden is at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And we'll move from there, and let's go to, let's see here, how about New Milford, Connecticut?
Yes. I love the Merrinsville Hotel. It is an amazing place. So any chance I get to go and see it and join in the events there, I just find it a fascinating part of history, and it's wonderful that's been maintained, and of course it needs more restoration, but that's coming over the time. And they are having their hotel, the Merrinsville Hotel Spring Arts and Fine Crafts Show. This is the fourth annual one. They have about 60 local artists and artisans who are going to be coming in. Everything from glass, photography, jewelry, wood turning, pottery, watercolors, oils, acrylic arts. I mean, there's also they're having some locally grown plants as well for sale. And that will be all on for 2 days, Saturday the 4th of May and Sunday the 5th of May. It starts on both days at 10 o'clock, runs till about 5 o'clock in the evening at this Merrinswill Hotel. And the lovely thing is that a portion of all sales will go to benefit the restoration program they're having there. So definitely worthwhile visiting, A, for the show itself, but B, because it's always fascinating to see the hotel. So that's, as I say, next weekend, May the 4th and 5th.
Okay, from Merrinswill Hotel in New Milford, let's go all the way to Germantown.
Yes. Well, you know that I'm really a sucker for sheep and goats, and I also love, by the way, I also love Claremont State Historic Site. It really is a beautiful site. And I guess it must be one of their opening events for the season, because starting at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, May the 4th, they're having their annual Chancellor's Sheep and Wool Showcase. And this is a really family-friendly festival, by the way. It celebrates all the fiber arts of, you know, the sheep and wool culture. So there are going to be lots of local vendors who are going to be there demonstrating all sorts of techniques on knitting and making fibers and whatever. But also there's going to be people herding the sheep and sheep shearing. There's going to be a whole series of 18th century reenactors as well. And they have traditional live music being played as well. So it's a great fun day, good opportunity to meet to go to the Claremont State Historic Site and check that all out. That's Saturday, May the 4th, starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, as I say, in Germantown at the Claremont State Historic Site.
In Hudson, New York, on May 4th, the Proprietor's Ball.
Yeah, the Hudson Hall has a whole series of local events which are designed to be really provided at low or no cost to the local community. And they have to pay for this. And they are having a black tie proprietor's ball at Hudson Hall on Saturday, May the 4th. So if you are a supporter of their events, as we get into gala season, by the way, you'll see that this is a really interesting gala to go to. So this year, the Hudson Merchants and Whalers will be celebrating spring with this event. The guests will be treated to a whole sort of seafaring rum cocktails. The meal is by Le Perch and Swoon Kitchen Bar, so two great local restaurants there. They have a performance from an Irish actor called Conor Lovett, who has adapted, it's a solo adaptation of Moby Dick, which is, of course, completely appropriate for a whaling town like Hudson. So if you want to support these local programs, do check out the opportunity to get to this Black Tie Proprietor's Ball at Hudson Hall on Saturday, May the 4th. Starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Well, from one Hudson H to another H in Hudson, that is the gala benefit with Roseanne Cash.
Yes, yeah. That, you know, we really are into gala season. I can't believe it. They seem to come earlier and earlier every year. Well, the Hudson River Historic Boat Restoration and Sailing Society is also holding a gala benefit on Saturday evening just down the street in Hudson at Club Helsinki. They are raising funds to install the rigging and sails of the historic racing sloop Eleanor, which, by the way, sets sail this summer. So if you are a supporter of the Hudson River Historic Boat Restoration and Sailing Society, this is the event for you. They have asked Roseanne Cash to come, the singer-songwriter, and she will be performing to benefit the cause. There's going to be all sorts of door prizes. There's going to be a raffle. There's going to be Tales from the River, all sorts of other things like that. So that should be a great evening as well. That starts at 6 o'clock as well on Saturday, May the 4th.
Let's slide over to Litchfield, Connecticut, the Spring Spirits Litchfield Jazz Camp fundraiser.
Well, did I say it was gala season? Yes. Now, another great event in our area is the Litchfield Jazz Camp in the summer. And they are really good because they really do provide a lot of financial support to students with financial needs who come to the Litchfield Jazz Camp. But they have to pay for it. And Litchfield Distillery has opened itself as again this week on that Saturday evening to their jazz camp fundraiser. So there are going to be all sorts of hors d'oeuvres and small plates by Cisco Catering. And they're going to be serving mint juleps, by the way, because it's the Kentucky Derby that day. Anyway, but the thing that makes them special and obviously is great fun to go to is that there will be live jazz. It's going to be played by Albert Rivera. And then there is going to be also dancing. So if you enjoy a good dance, this is the sort of party to go to. And at the same time, you know that all the proceeds are going to support students with financial needs at the Litchfield Jazz Camp this summer. So that's at 7 o'clock at the Litchfield Distillery, again on Saturday, May the 4th.
Let's move on to Pittsfield, Massachusetts on May 5th.
Yeah, Sunday, I'm afraid we're completely biased on this one. In Pittsfield at the Berkshire Music School at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there will be a Paul Green CD release party. Now, Paul and his band, which is called Two Worlds, have invited the community to a CD release party for his CD, which is called Abyssal Rhythm, which is his second Jewish jazz fusion album. Yes, there is a Jewish jazz fusion album. And he is I can tell you, I've heard him on many occasions, he is a virtuoso clarinetist. And of course, we are completely biased at Royal Intelligence because he's married to Lisa Green, our editor. He is an amazing composer. He's also on this album an arranger as well. And what he's been doing is exploring the relationships between jazz and klezmer music. I have the album. It's on my phone. I listen to it in the car an awful lot. It really is very enjoyable. And so it will be fun to go to the CD release party at the Berkshire Music School on Sunday, May the 5th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
We will wrap things up in Egremont, Massachusetts, with a Berkshire Bach fundraiser.
Well, you always know when something is special when they say it's in a private home. And on Sunday, May the 5th, in a private home in Egremont, there's going to be a fundraiser for Berkshire Bach. This is their concluding event of the season. It's a solo piano recital by Simone Dinnerstein, and she's going to be playing works of Francois Couperin, Robert Schumann, Eric Satie, and Philip Glass, and they're all at a private home there in Egremont. So it's a good opportunity to support Berkshire Bach and also, I'm sure, see a wonderful private home. Obviously, you're going to have to go to their website and sign up for that in advance. And afterwards, by the way, there will be a reception to meet the artist. So that will be great fun as well. So that will really conclude a busy week for fundraisers.
And we'll speak to you next weekend, Mark.
Lovely. I look forward to it, Marshall.